SES crews are responding to reports of infrastructure damage in Maitland and Muswellbrook after a magnitude 4.7 earthquake struck Denman at about midday.
Yeah, it felt like a bloody truck hit the side of the pub. I was down picking up some spirit bottles, cleaning up, doing some stuff, and I had some patrons in here, and I heard the bang and shake, and I jumped up, and everyone said a little bit of a wow, whoa, what happened, and yeah.
The New South Wales Reconstruction Authority's decision not to have the earthquake which shook Muswellbrook declared a natural disaster has left the community furious. There have been 30 tremors since the initial 4.7 magnitude quake on August 23, including four above magnitude 3. Dozens of homes and businesses have been left with damage ranging from cracked walls to one case where an industrial shed was condemned. The authority's decision has only added weight to the position of insurance companies, who've declared the damage to be pre-existing. Not one claim has been approved, despite insurance assessors admitting the damage was caused by an earthquake. Muswellbrook Mayor Jeff Drayton says residents are understandably frustrated over the position taken by insurance companies.
In some cases, it's considerable damage, and that's certainly pretty clear to them that it wasn't there before the earthquake. It's now there immediately after the earthquake. I think there's lots of residents in the community are pretty certain about what caused the damage.
As it stands, Muswellbrook Council and community members will have to foot the bill. Council is seeking a meeting with Emergency Services Minister Jihad Dib, urging him to intervene so disaster relief funds can be released. Upper Hunter MP Dave Lazell says the fight to overturn the decision is far from over.
I don't think it is final. I think it is something that the government can have a look at and reverse if necessary so that we can get this classification for natural disaster.
Federal Hunter MP Dan Repicoli is heading a parliamentary inquiry into the feasibility of nuclear power stations, including one proposed by the opposition at Liddell in the Upper Hunter, and says the recent seismic activity only adds to the concern about building a reactor there.
Of course it's concerning building a nuclear power station. It's concerning building a nuclear power station anyway, even without the earthquakes. The earthquakes have just really shown that this area is not suitable for that.
But Lyon MP and Chair of the Parliamentary Friends of Nuclear Industries Group, David Gillespie, disagrees.
All civil works for nuclear have to be seismically isolated, and that is built to withstand an earthquake underneath them. Around the world, 20% of the world's nuclear reactors live and operate safely in earthquake zones.
More than 3 months after the first quake hit Muswellbrook, Council's application for a natural disaster declaration has finally been approved.
I'm extremely pleased. It's taken us a little while to get here, which has been quite frustrating, but certainly we have worked quite closely with the government on this, and I can understand it was a more difficult issue to deal with. There'd never been a declaration made in regards to an earthquake before, so but yeah, extremely pleased with the outcome.